So we're talking about, even hope here. How does biblical hope offer real hope to people facing grief?
Yeah, I think that word hope is one, and I talk about this in the booklet, that we need to really take another look at, because when the Bible talks about hope, especially in the New Testament, but Old Testament as well, when it uses the word hope, it's talking about something quite different than what most of us think when we use the word hope. Like, I've been a tennis coach for years, and so I know a lot of kids, I hope I'm going to win. Well, there's days where, yeah, that hope will probably be fulfilled. And there's other days where there's not a chance in the world that you're going to win. You're going up against one of the best players in the state, right? But you still hope. You hold out a slender hope and you do your best, right? So to us, hope can mean possibility, probability. Rarely would we use the term hope if it were a certainty. We just say, I know I'm going to win or whatever. And somebody, I hope I grew up to be a professional football quarterback. I hope this, I hope that. Okay, so that's not what the Bible, when the Bible talks about the hope, it's talking the hope of being with Jesus forever. It is a blood-bought certainty. It just hasn't been realized yet. That's why it's still a hope. It's not that it's uncertain. It is certain. And in the mind of God, he knows it. Unfortunately, we don't know it yet. We know it to the point that we believe it. But it's still a hope because we haven't seen it yet. That's what hope is in Scripture. And I think if we use, and I use that term, blood-bought hope, Jesus died so that those who believe in him would live forever in the eternal state, which includes the present heaven when we die, which is still disembodied, at least to a degree, because we don't have our resurrection bodies. Then comes the resurrection. Then comes the new earth, whether you're of the school of thought that there's a thousand-year kingdom, millennial kingdom on the old earth before the new earth comes, and that millennial kingdom ends in rebellion and all that. Or you are amillennial and you believe that we go immediately to the new earth after Jesus comes. Anyway, we end up on the new earth, and I say end up, but it will never end. It will go on forever because God will relocate heaven down to the new earth. Well, when we live in light of that promise from Jesus, then this is not we sort of hope, we wish. This is we believe Jesus that he's going to do exactly what he promised to do and shed his blood so that it would happen. How this is a blood-bought hope that Jesus died for. The more we come to see heaven itself and the new earth and the resurrection as a certainty that awaits us, that we will one day. I mean, I could say this will sound strange to some people, but I have no doubts whatsoever about what Scripture promises about the redemptive work of Jesus and the eternal life that he has promised us. And the nature of that life as embodied people living on a new earth together forever, worshiping Jesus, serving him, doing work for him. We're called servants in Revelation 22. Servants have, and that's on the new earth, servants have things to do, places to go, people to see. It won't be a boring life. It will be the most interesting, fascinating life we've ever lived. No sin. No curse, and that's promised in Revelation 21. All those things will have passed away. No more death, no more pain, no more suffering. And this world, as it now is, but way better, as it now is with trees. I'm looking out my window, trees, flowers, animals who are promised for the new earth. Look at Isaiah 11. There's 12 different kinds or 10 different kinds of animals there and several up more in Isaiah 65 that are going to be on a perfected world. Well, that's not this life. That's the life to come. And living in light of that, Nancy and I talking about that all the time, transformed our grief, has transformed my grief, and again, still it's grief, but we do not grieve as those who have no hope, and that's that hope that's the solid reality based on the redemptive work of Christ.